G'day and welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas 2015 series, Ancient Voices, where we are hearing together some prayers and sermons from people down through history about the birth of Jesus Christ. Today we have part two of the sermon by John Chrysostom. What shall I say to you? What shall I tell you? I behold a mother who has brought forth. I see a child come to this light by birth. The manner of his conception I cannot comprehend. Nature here rested, while the will of God laboured, O ineffable grace! The only begotten, who is before all ages, who cannot be touched or be perceived, who is simple without body, has now put on my body that is visible and liable to corruption. For what reason? That coming amongst us he may teach us, and teaching lead us by the hand to the things that men cannot see. For since men believe that the eyes are more trustworthy than the ears, they doubt of that which they do not see. And so he is deigned to show himself in bodily presence, that he may remove all doubt. Christ, finding the holy body and soul of the Virgin, builds for himself a living temple, and as he had willed, formed there a man from the Virgin, and putting him on, this day came forth unashamed of the lowliness of our nature. For it was to him no lowering to put on what he himself had made. Let that handiwork be for ever glorified which became the cloak of its own Creator. For as in the first creation of flesh, man could not be made before the clay had come into his hand, so neither could this corruptible body be glorified until it had first become the garment of its Maker. What shall I say, and how shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. That Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched, who is simple, without complexity and incorporeal, now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by an infant's bands. But he has decreed that ignominy shall become honour, infamy be clothed with glory, and total humiliation the measure of his goodness. For this he assumed my body, that I may become capable of his word, taking my flesh. He gives me his spirit, and so he bestowing and I receiving, he prepares for me the treasure of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me. He gives me his spirit that he may save me. Thanks for joining us on Partakers and our Christmas 2015 series. Come back every day where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later, Dave Roberts.